So Gavdalet is an is a interesting connection, like a segue between Kuf Gimel, which is Nisa Tam of Gam, and the beginning of Kuf Hei, which talks about Kavush. So the story is a mouse that fell into Sheikhar and it was sitting there. So whether or not it makes the Sheikhar Aser, the Tam of the Achbar, it's Niflat into the Sheikhar, makes it Aser. So how, obviously, how did the Tam go into the Sheikhar? That was through Kavush Kuf Avushal. So that's like the introduction to the beginning of Simcha Kuf Hei. And whether or not the tam of the achbar causes a problem in the sheikhar, so that's like a hamshach of Siman Kuf Gimel, which is that we know that certain things that go into other foods, if they don't give a good taste, so then you don't need shishim against it. So the Gemara has a suffix: if an achbar, the taste of an achbar in beer or vinegar, is nisen ham levgam or nisen ham leshvach, and therefore we pask in lechumra that you have to have shishim against it. You have to treat it keilu was nisen ham leshvach. It's only misafik, but you have to. Could be that it's nisen ham leshvach. That's the basic. That's the beginning of the simen. If it's less than a shir kvisha, so then if what it falls into is cold, then it's not a problem, because sainim v'adacha, and unless it could be possibly that there's a shir kvisha tzir, which doesn't apply in sheichar, that's not sharp enough to have a shir kvisha tzir, but perhaps chaymitz. So that was the steer. This is the steer that we refer to when we learn kuf hei between in the mechaber. If chaymitz has that shorter shir kvisha, Simcha Kuf Hei says there is a shorter shir kvisha in chaymitz in here. It's mashmar. It's not that way. You have to have 24 hours dafke. So we learned in the Magen Avraham's chiluk is this: if it's chaymitz chazak or not. So the chaymitz that we have today is not so chazak. So we don't have to worry so much about the shorter shir kvisha. The Gemara tries to prove whether or not, in the question, whether or not the Gemara wasn't sure really how to understand what's the reason why we were machmer when the sheikhar fell into when the achbar fell into the sheikhar. The Gemara thought maybe, we already know that there's a machlokes in the Gemara if nais tam levgam is aser or mutter. So it could be that when the Gemara said it's aser, Rav, whoever the one who said it's aser, could be it's because he held that nais tam levgam is aser, but l'didan that we pass on nisan of gam is mutter, we have a right to be mekel. Or that's not pshat. Or the pshat was that he also held nisan of gam is mutter, and he was machmir because he thought maybe it's mashbiach. So we don't know which is the which is true or not. So that's why we have to take the strict approach that it could be that it's taka mashbiach. But the Gemara tried to bring a proof that. And it makes it aser. Again, the case of the achbar fell into the vinegar, and it made it aser. So the Gemara says you can't bring a proof from there because imrute imratut. What does it mean imrute imratut? So Rashi teaches imrute imratut means that the achbar fell apart. It fell apart into little pieces. Since it fell apart into little pieces, so it's not the tam of the achbar that's causing the problem. We were trying to figure out if the tam of the achbar is an issue. Okay, so he said you can't bring a rai from the story because ahu imrute imratut, it wasn't the tam. The reason why it was also because it fell apart and there was little pieces of achbar all over the chaymitz. That's why, and for some reason, it was a case that you weren't able to be masan in the chaymitz and get rid of the pieces of the achbar, and that's why it was also because of the pieces of achbar. So the Ran is choylik on Rashi. Basically, his basic kasha is: who cares that those little pieces? Why can't those little pieces of chulda, whatever it is, of the achba? Why can't it be bottle? If you can't get it out, so let it be bottle. So because it has, so Rashi says, because it has a smaller shear. The reason why we're machmir by the Achbar is because it has it's one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, and there's a din in the Shmoyne Shratzim that's a special din Tuma, the Shmoyne Shratzim, that it's Metama Bekadosha. Small, not and we learn out the Shir Achila from the Shir Tuma, so therefore you get Malkus on, even if instead of a Kazayis of regular Nevela, you only get Malkus if you have a Kazayis, but an Achbar, so even if you have a Kadosha, so you get Malkus. So big deal. Who cares? It's also to eat a little piece of Nevela, even if it's Pachas Mikazayis. So why should this be a reason that it shouldn't be Bottle? That's what's bothering the Ran. The Ran disagrees with Rashi, and he gives a whole new Pshat in Rute Imratut. It means that the hair fell off, became bald. And so what's the difference if it came bald? So it became bald, that's why it's nice and tam l'shvach. Nothing to do with the pieces. So you can't bring a raya if a regular achbar is nice and tam l'shvach or not, because this was a special case that imrute imratut. Why should make a difference to here? So there are two perushim within that pirush, but that's very technical. The point is that he's chaylik on this whole idea that when the achbar falls apart into small pieces, it's a bigger problem. Well, let's talk b'shitas Rashi. That when the achbar falls apart, because that's quoted in lahalacha here in Shulchan Aruch, that if the achbar fell apart into small pieces, it's a problem. So obviously, if you're able to be masanin it, you're mechuyev to be masanin the homi to be masanin it. That's always. The question is not if you can't be masanin it, why can't you be masanin it? Because let's say the liquid that it was nasarav with is a thick liquid, so therefore you're not able to do sinun. Is it a problem or not? So we say that Rashi said that by the achbar was a problem. So why exactly should this be a problem? So he said again, like we said before, because the shear of isra by the achbar is very small. So what's the chilek? So the Aki Moshe tries to touch up Rashi a little bit, tries to fix it up, and he explains because it's like a din beria. It has like a din beria. So, Taz asks, it's just like a beria, even though it's very, very tiny, it's like bottle. It's the same thing, a little piece of achbar, it's like, since it's, you get malchus even on a kadosha, so it's like a beria, and therefore it's like bottle. Says the Taz, like a beria, what's the connection? A beria, when do you have a chumra of a beria, if it's davar sholem? So taka fly, if it's very tiny, but if it's a whole fly, if this is a piece of an achbar, it doesn't have the chumra of a beria. So what are you talking about, beria? Okay? Therefore, the Taz explains this whole din differently. It has nothing to do with the chumra of a achbar, that it's one of the Shmoyne Shratzim, and it's a special chumra of Shmoyne Shratzim because the Shir Tuma is Kadosha, and Yalfin and Shir Achila, and Achila Mituma, so therefore it's a special chumra by Sheret. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, says the Taz, the reason why the little pieces are not bottle, this would apply to a shtickle nevela also. If nevela fell into your potato soup, and so what's the din? The din is, you have shishim, the potato soup is mutter, but what? You have to take out the nevela. And what happens if the nevela falls apart? Not that it's nimoyach, that it dissolves and it turns into a liquid, then it's like it's disappeared. That's just time. It's like time of eloi mamashay. But if it's pieces, small little pieces, then you have to strain it out. Just like if it's a big piece, you have to take it out. If it's small little pieces, you have to strain it out. And if you can't strain it out, it's usur, says the Taz. Why can't it be bottle? Or if you can't strain it out, so let it be bottle. So he says, because it's not able to be bottle. You see the piece. He says that there's two types of bittle that we're familiar with, explains the Taz. There's yavish b'yavish, which that works. The mechanics of yavish b'yavish is that the heter is nesat b'chlius isur. Not pshat that you ignore it. The pshat is that it turns into this. I started off with two kosher pieces. Now I have a third piece that got mixed in. So I'm ignoring the third piece. I clearly see that now I have a third piece. Pshat is that it's all mutter now because the heter was nesapachli as the iser was nesapachli as heter. So came mutter. That's if it's yavish b'yavish. Then there's a taruvus of lach, which the pshat is iser was cooked together with heter. And the time went in, so when there's a lot of time and I can margish the time, so it's time kicker in the Daraisa Darabanan. And when there's not a lot of time, and when there's not a lot of taste, and therefore I'm not margish the time, so then what's pshat? So I have a right to ignore it. It's not there. I'm ignoring it. Those are two things. Here, you have the piece. Kolzman, the piece is there. You have to take it out. It's not yavish, yavish. If there'd be other little pieces of meat, meaning there'd be little pieces. It would be like a stew, and there'd be little pieces of broken up kosher meat, and here you have a little piece of nevela broken up, and it got mixed together. Yeah, so the little pieces, so as long as you had shishim neged, the tam of the overall piece of nevela, the little pieces of nevela are bottled in the little pieces of the kosher meat, yavish b'yavish, and even though there's more pieces, but it's nisapachli seter, that's fine. But if there's no other little pieces for the of heter, for the pieces of iser to be nisbatel in yavish b'yavish, it's not nisbatel in the liquid. There's no such. We never learned such a type of a bittel. The tam that goes out of it could be nisbatel as long as that. But the piece is not nisbatel so long as the piece has to be removed from the soup. So therefore, that's a pshat. It's not a. It can't be in his battle here. There is no. We never learned such a type of bittel. We learned yavish b'yavish, which works in a certain oifin, and we learned lach, which means you have a right to ignore the tam. This right that you have to ignore the piece. There is no such a bittel. There is no such a oifin of bittel that you have the right to ignore the piece. Either it's nishapach mi'as heter via yavish b'yavish, or you have a right to ignore the tam. That's called a terubis of lach. There is no such a thing that you just could ignore a little piece of iser. It's not in the taruvis. And if you have a little piece of this, you're allowed to go and eat it because it's so small. No, it doesn't work that way. Bachas Mikashir is also aser. Okay? So you don't have a valid enough taruvis to make the bottle because you could see the piece. The Taz would concede, however, that if you can't even see it, if you can't see it with your eyes, so then it's taken his bottle. It's almost like it's just a tam. And others go even further than that. Others go even further than the Taz and say that even if you can't see it, the Minchas Kayin goes even further than the Taz. And he says, even in the case that you can't see the pieces, but let's say you could feel it, even that might be a problem. Then he goes even further than that and he says, even if you can't feel, meaning feel it, if you feel the Reitiv, you're able to feel the pieces. Because it's not big enough to be able to see it with your eyes, but it's Nikur with, Mishra Shayat. So then it's also considered Nikur. Then he goes even further and he says, even if it's not nicker klal, okay, if it's nimayach and it turns into a liquid, that's a different vart, it's lach palach. But if it's a piece, if it's a crumb, but it's mamish not nicker klal, it's still loy bottle. Why? Because it's not a good taruvus, says the Minchas Kayin. A little crumb, a yavesh in a lach, yavesh v'lach is not called a taruvus. Yavesh v'yavesh is one taruvus. And tam in a chaticha, or tam, or lach in a lach is a taruvis. If a yavish was nimoyach lagamri, so it turned into a lach, so that's also called lach balach, that's a taruvis. The same, lach in a lach, yavish in a yavish. Certainly tam in any food could be ignored if you don't have, that works totally different. But it's either yavish b'yavish or it's lach balach. Yavish b'lach is apples and oranges, it's not a taruvis. Okay. No one's gonna say. I'm gonna give a mashal. I was explaining to somebody yesterday. There's two svarim sitting next to each other here on the desk, and then there's the cup. And let's say my eyesight's not so good, or whatever, or I'm far away, and it just looks like three small little things together. It's called a taruvis. The cup is bottle in the books. It's too different for it to be considered a taruvis. Three books, they look the same. The resemblance, in other words, the opposite of what we said before. If it's too much the same, so then that's called like Heter Beheter. That was like the Ramsvart, the Rosh Hashanah Matirin. You know, if it's exactly the same, you don't have any clash, you don't have any friction, one can't be Mavakal the other one. But in order for it to be considered a taruvis, in order to be considered a mixture, there has to be in the same kind of category. And a yavish and a lach, a crumb in a liquid, is not, even if you can't recognize, not nicker in any form, but afal b'kein, it's not considered a good taruvis. And the Alter Rebbe is machmer like this, Minchas Koyin, v'machim shein hafsid, Milchas Pesach, and in a tshuva, Simin Yod Ches, he's also mitzadeh like the Minchas Koyin, otherwise he thinks that could only be considered a taruvis if there's something. If they're similar, then they're mixed together, then it's called a taruvis. But just not being able to tell the difference, that's not enough to call it a taruvis. No, no. If it's dissolved, you might. If it got dissolved and it turned into a liquid.
But how do you know if you don't feel it, if you don't see it?
No, sometimes, let's say we're talking about the little bugs that's in the water. Those that are makel, because they say that those bugs are still heter. But those that say that the bugs are bugs of Isser, so that this is a case where it's a yavish in a lach, and it's not nikir, not to the ayin, and not to the mishah, but it's not nimayach. Meaning if you, let's say you'll look at it very, very carefully, you know, and you'll concentrate on it for a long time, you'll be able to see it, that it is a crumb, it's something there. It's not nimayach, but you can't feel it. There's no, it's not nikir. So that's different. Anyway, over there, if you assume that those little bugs are isser, so you'll be mechuyev in sinon anyway, because everyone agrees to that din, that if you could do sinon, you have to do sinon, because that's removing the isser. It's a question of when you can't do sinon, do we say it's not bottled, because it's not a taruvis. Okay, so this is the shita of the Minchas Kohen, that it's not a taruvis, it can't be bottled. Yavish belach is not bottled, because it's not called a taruvis.
If there are other pieces of heter in the light of, and there's only a live in, there's a live in the heter against the Isser, does it need to be min b'min item?
Because you don't have, you're saying because you don't have shishim in the pieces?
Yeah.
No, l'chore, the shishim, as long as the shishim all together, shishim is because of the tam.
Right.
So as long as the shishim all together, then you only need roiv in the pieces, I think. I think that would be enough. So these are the, so what, the Shach? The Shach and the Ramah. Okay, so they held Pashat like Rashi, that it's that's a Chumrah, at least the Daki Moshe's understanding of Rashi. Now what, that it does not apply a Chatichas Nevela. A little Chatichas Nevela that falls apart in a taruvas, in a soup. If you could strain it, you have to strain it. If you can't strain it, it's bottle. Because that's called a taruvus. If you can't separate it, even if it's nicker, la'ayin, but if you can take it out, then it's less the chatzi shir in the taruvus, and you could go ahead and eat it. Huh? And so why did we say over here? Because this was a din meyuchos for shmoyne shrotzim. The achbar and the sheikhar that fell apart in Mutei Imratut, that was the problem, because of shmoyne shrotzim. In other words, it's a kula, it's a chumra that's meyuchad to the shmoyne shrotzim. But if it would be stam miser nevelo that falls apart into the thing, yavish balach could be bottle. What's the chumra of the shmoyne shrotzim? So we touched on it before. The Akamayisha said it's midin beria. So the question of the Taz was, what beria? Beria means that it's, if it's a davar shalim. So the Shach comes to defend the Daki Moshe, and he explains that he doesn't mean that it's a beria, that it has a din beria mamish. Just like a beria is not bottle, this is not bottle, because it has a din beria. He just means it's like beria, just like beria, because of its chashivas is loy bottle, even though it's a very, very small thing. Yeah? So too, the chatichas sheret, the chatichas achbar, is loy batol. It's not midin beria. It's al derech beria. Just like beria is loy batol, even though it's very small, so too. Why should this be so? Why is an achbar loy batol? Okay? So that's what Rashi was explaining to us, says the Nukudas HaKesef. That hayois, the din by the achbar is, by Shmoyne Shrotzim, is that we learn out the chila from tuma, and therefore you get malchus even for a kadosho, which is a tiny thing. So we were choishish that you might eat, you might be a whole shir kadosha inside this tafshil, and after we came, you didn't notice it to take it out, and you might eat a full shir. So like if it was a chaynek, if it was just a chatzi shir and a taruvus, and you can't take it out, so we wouldn't have asked you for eating the taruvas. But in the case where we're worried that you can end up eating a whole shear, and clearly it wasn't bottle. In other words, it wasn't as hapichli as hatir if there wasn't other chatichas of yavish to be mevatel it. It's just we're not gonna say that you can't eat it because you can't separate it. It's only little crumbs. So in the taruvas, we're gonna let you eat it. Medvar mamurim that we're not worried that you're gonna come to eat a whole shear. But if we're worried you're going to end up eating a whole shear, so that's why we said you can't eat it. So if it's Shmoyne Shrotzen where the whole shear is a tiny little thing, like Shmoyne of Kadasha, so that's when we said if it falls apart, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it, because we're worried that even though it seems to you that there is no shear Kadasha, Rafa became, because the shear is so small, we're worried that you might end up eating a shear Shalem. Hashem came, when a shear Shalem is a Kazayis, so then we're not going to be worried you're going to end up eating a shear Shalem. And therefore, we like to eat the tarugs. So, Akopanim, we have a major machloikis, like tucked away in Simen Kuf Dalet over here. It sounds like it's a funny simen talking about mice, not negeya so much. But first of all, it's negeya more than you think, because mice have their way of getting places. But yeah, it's like a very soidistic question over here that comes out from over here is this idea of Yavish Balach. The Shach says Yavish Balach is fine, Yavish Balach is a bottle. And the Taz says if it's Nikr, it's not, but if it's not Nikr, it is. And it's Minchas Kohen Sheet that even when it's not Nikr, it's not bottle because it's not a good Tarubis. So we said before that the Alter Rebbe is Machmir, Inuchas Pesach is Machmir, but the Tzemach Tzedek tones it down pretty much. I remember the exact achra.
What do you mean, machmir?
No, he says that yavish balachim when it's not. You have to be machmir like the minchas kain. The yavish balach is like batel. The tzemach tzedek is already more makel in the chuvus. He says that you could be makel. Sometimes even if it's not nikar at all. And if it's not nikar at all, you could for sure be makel. And even if it's nikar and you can't separate it, so maybe when there's no when there's a big hefset or something, you could also be makel even there. So more like the Shach. Well, usually we go like the Tzemach Tzedek, yeah. So that's the. I really wanted to talk a little bit about that, the Yavish Balach. No, I don't remember now the context of what the Alter Rebbe was talking about, so I have to check it up. It's probably, if it's not on Pesach anyway, because that's. Any Amash was never a bottle. Must be talking about before Pesach or something. I don't know. Must have been talking about before Pesach. Shaila is, we learned the din of a beria. It sounded like there's like a special chiddush in beria, that if a beria is nesarav in a tafshel and you can't strain it out, the whole tafshel is aser. It sounded like it was a din miyuchad by beria, right? Masha'en kein, another iser, chatichas nevela, that's nifrach, tiny little chatichas nevela that's in the tafshel and you can't take it out, it is batel. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like it was a special din for when we were learning the din of Beria. It sounded like that was like a special from Beria. Let's look back. And Simin Kuf. Deir Shal Marak Shnofel Shem Beria Venev Da Hakol Aser. It's Tachmashma that if it's not a Beria Shleimov, it's just a little piece of Nevela, then you can't find it. Not Aser, it's bottle. So according to the Shach, it's Pashit. You know, it's only a din miyuchad to a beria, but a piece of nevela, yavish balach is bottle. So it's also a kipshuta according to the Shach. According to the Taz, also not too hard to forend for it, because we could say, hachav mayaskinon, that it's not nikar la'ayin. So if it's not nikar la'ayin, so the beria would still not be bottle. Mashayin kein, a regular iser would be bottle. But according to the Minchas Kohen, then even if it's not nikar la'ayin, even if it's not a beria, it's not batel. So, is there any difference between beria and a regular piece of nevela? So, there would be. The difference would be is if in the tafshil, you also have other chatichas of yavish, tiny little pieces of heter. So, if the pieces of nevela could be in his batel yavish be yavish in the other little pieces of heter, but the beria is not in his batel even yavish be yavish. So that would be the difference. So there is clearly a difference between beria and little pieces of nevela. The question is, when? Okay? And each one will explain it according to his shita. According to the Shach, in all cases. According to the Taz, when it's not nikar. And according to the Minchas Kohen, only in a case that there's other hatiches, little pieces of heter that are mixed in it. I think that's brought out in the Tshuva of the Alter Rebbe. That how the Minchas Kohen would explain this, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So then the question is, the shaila is, so we take on that the achbar is nice and talk upon the chumra, it's nice and talk shvach into sheikhar and choymetz. Shaila is, what about other things? What about, let's say the achbar falls into shuman or yayin? So here already we have a machlokes rishonim, machlokes apaskim. What would be the din if the achbar, the same way we're machbar, that it's nice and tamlish, because it could be that it's only nice and tamlish shvach and the sheikhar, because it adds to the chamitzus, it adds to the chaymis and sheikhar, these like sharp kind of things. So it gives some, it adds something to it, it adds a little zing. But if you're going to put it into shuman or something, or yayin, so it's going to be poigim. That's how some learn. And others say, no, it could be that maybe in these things, maybe yayin, maybe it's poigim because it's very sensitive. But other things, maybe we also have to assume that it's mashbiach in everything. So that's basically a question if it's mashbiach in other things. The Ramah says we have to assume l'chumra that it's mashbiach not just in Sheikhar and Chaymetz, but also in Shuman, like a Yoytze Bezeh. So it comes out a very common thing, at least in those days, common in Shaila that used to happen. There was rats running all over the place, and they didn't really use so much oil. Like we have oil, they used to take the Shmon, they used to roast food, they used to put a little bucket to collect all the shmal. I'm coming in here already.
Yeah, it's a kid.
He used to put a little bucket to collect the, it was called a bey dugi. We're going to learn about it in Hilchos Melicha. He used to put a little bucket to collect the shmalts, and then they'd use that shmalts whenever they wanted to make a tafsha, like, tasty. They want to fry with it, and they'd use it, so they put that in the cabinet, bucket of shmalts, and whenever they need to. So obviously when he used to gather it, it was still liquid form, got a little colder, it congealed, and then they used to take a little some of that schmaltz and they would use it whenever they need it. So what happens within that little bucket of schmaltz, you find an achbar. So this it could be two things that could have happened. The achbar could have been there before you were pouring in the boiling hot schmaltz into the thing. You collect the schmaltz as it comes down from the oven. You know, on the bottom of the oven, this pan of boiling hot schmaltz that was there collecting all the schmaltz. And then you pour that into the bucket that where you store all your schmaltz. And if the achbar was sitting on the floor of the bucket, v'shas you poured it on, so you pour it on boiling hot schmaltz onto the achbar. That could have been one way. Or it could have been that the achbar got there not while you were pouring in the boiling hot schmaltz, but you climbed into the bucket of schmaltz after it was already in the klisheni, which the heat of the shuman would not really have caused any problem. The only way the achbar could have given a tam into the shuman, again, assuming that the tam that's going from the achbar into the shuman is the shvach, like the ramah, yeah? So if we're assuming that it's the shvach, so how did the taste get there? Either because you poured boiling hot schmaltz on the achbar, or that the achbar, once it was, the shuman was already cold, or in the klisheni at least, the achbar climbed in there, and it was sitting there for 24 hours and become kavush. So he said there's a big difference. Because if you're not sure that, in other words, it could be that the achbar was there when you poured in the schmaltz, you have to be machmer mesafik. Maybe the achbar was there, and it became aser when you poured it on. But how much should it have been aser? If you're pouring boiling hot schmaltz onto an achbar, how much of the schmaltz would already be aser? Hamletoich tzoinin is how much? It's kedei klipa. So what should be the whole big deal? Chayr, it should be only a little bit of the schmaltz becomes aser. But it doesn't work that way, because you don't take a bucket of schmaltz and dump it over the achbar. You pour a little bit of schmaltz at a time. So since you pour a little bit of schmaltz at a time, the kedei klipa, it's constantly asering kedei klipa and kedei klipa. And even if some of the schmaltz already congealed on top of the achbar, so the chayr will say, okay, that's preventing the new schmaltz that you're pouring later from going on to the achbar. But what happens is when you pour the hot schmaltz on, it melts away the schmaltz that congealed on top of the achbar. And so all the schmaltz that you're pouring on, all the hot shuman that you're pouring on, touches the achbar, and it asers all of it kedei klipa. So it comes out that all the schmaltz is aser, not just kedei klipa of it. So if that's a possibility, then gotta throw it all away. Suffolk, maybe the achbar was there, b'shas you pour the shuman on it, the hot shuman, then it's a problem. if you know that b'shas you poured the hachuman in, you happened to see the what you were pouring it into, and you saw there was no achbar there. The achbar came later. So now it's just a question, was it kavush, was it not kavush? So what happens when you have a safek kavush? What did we learn? Kavush is the deraisa, and safek kavush, we should have to be machmir. So he says, in a chenami, if it's safek kavush, you have to be machmir. But if, says the Rama, if the shuman, if the when you find the shaila, you take the shuman and you notice the achbar is in there, the shuman is already karush. So when it's karush, there is no kavush. For it to be kavush, it has to be what? What's the main tenai? That it's in a liquid, that it's misnanei mimakim namakim. So if it's karush, if it fell in when it was karush, it's not kavush. And you just take off a little bit wherever it was touching, to take off something, scrape it away a little bit, klipa, something like that. But this that will can answer the whole thing, b'shishim, that's only if it was a liquid, that it was there for mass less while it was a liquid. So you're not even sure if it was, when it fell in when it was hard. And even if it fell in when it was soft still, it could be, it became hard before 24 hours. It had to be in it as a liquid for 24 hours. Then and only then could it become asamidin kavush. So this is already a sveksveka. Sveksveka, you can make even in a shalad deraisa. Okay? So that's basically the how we have to take it on. The shaila is, why didn't you have this sveksveka? That maybe it wasn't kavush. A sveksveka that it's not kavush. That maybe it fell in when it was karush, and even if it was lach, maybe it became hard. Why didn't you need that? L'chayra, even if, let's say, just a suffix, if it's one suffix, if it was there, mess less, let's say. Yeah? Even if it's rach, even if it's soft now, it's still a liquid. So we were machmer misafik. Maybe it's there for 24 hours, maybe it's not there for 24 hours. You have to be machmer safik kavush. That's a regular safik kavush. But over here, yeah, even in such a case, you have a svek sveka. Because what? This whole din that an achbar, even in sheikhar, is nice and tam l'shvach, is only in safik. Right? And we extended that to shuman. But let's even give, for argument's sake, let's give shuman a din sheikhar. This din that is mashbiach in sheikhar itself was only misafik. Because you didn't understand how to, what was the reason we were machmer in that case of the Gemara. So we're not even sure that it's mashbiach. So safik if it's mashbiach, and even if it is mashbiach, safik it was there for 24 hours. So why did? So this is a whole new yesod. That not always, when there's a safik in the Gemara, that's not necessarily considered a safik. Some poskim say, we'll learn Mirz Hashem later when we talk about Hilchas Svek Sveka, that some poskim say that when it's a suffix in the Gemara has a boy the loyiv shita, that's not necessarily considered a suffix. It's a difference in the poskim. But that's one way of getting out of it. That's how some answer it over here. If you go with that mahalach, that's not considered, the suffix in the Gemara is not considered a suffix, so then that's why that we're not counting that as a suffix. You need a svek sveka in the kvisha gufa. Okay. So we said it's a machloikis if we carry over from, is this that the achbar is mashbiach in the sheikh, or if we carry it over to shuman and other foods. And then we have a similar machloikis if other things, not an achbar, other shratzim, bugs, things like that, if it's noisin tam lefgam or noisin tam leshvach. In other words, is it dafke when we're machmer that a achbar is mashbiach in sheikh or maybe even in other liquids, in other foods, is that dafke an achbar? Or does that apply to other shratzim? That we have to be machmer that even other shratzim, a fly falls into your soup. You need to have shishim against it. So, okay, a fly in a soup, usually you have shishim. Maybe if it happens to fly into the spoon that you're, the chef level, something like that, a small thing. Do you have to have shishim against the tam of the sheretz, the plata? Is it nice and tamlish facha? So that's also a machlekes in the paskin. So most paskim are makel in that shaila. The shach says it's good to one should try to be machmir on that shaila. It talks about it over here in the end of Kuf Dalet, and it talks about it in the end of Kuf Zayin. So anyway, here in Siv Gimel he says Nemalim, ants, bugs, mosquitoes, flies, all these things that our people are disgusted from. So even if it's a Sarav and a Tapshil, all you need is Rav. You don't need Shish Mevatel Plate because it's nice and Tamil of Gam. And the Taz brings the Marshal is Machmir, but the Ramah is Makel, so you can be Makel. And the Shach, I think, is Machmir. So I don't know the Maisa, however. I don't think it's so common, because I think usually they're Shishim anyway. But there's definitely a big Tzad Lahakal here when it comes to bugs and stuff like that. The plate of the bugs. You always have to be careful about the bug itself, because the goof of the bug is never bought. Unless it's a Sarasik, then it would be totally on what? That whole machlekes of Yavesh Belach, in a case that you can't be Masan.